Mitzvos of self-defense. Number one, lo tikhu kofer lenefesh rotzeach. If somebody commits murder, don't accept a ransom and let them go free. If someone snuffs out someone else's life, the only atonement is by submitting to capital punishment, to the death penalty. Lo ta'amod al dam riacha. If you see someone who's in danger, who's drowning, who's being, you know, attacked, by wild animals or by, by gangsters, muggers, save them if you can. That's a mitzvah of lo ta'amod al dam riacha. Lifeguards fulfill that mitzvah. Lo tachos einecha means that if somebody is trying to murder somebody else, it's a mitzvah not to have mercy on the murderer. Have mercy on the victim, not on the murderer. Anybody says, oh, but he's such a little kid, or, it's just a woman, it's just this. You don't have mercy on a murderer. You take action to save the victim, even if that means hurting or killing the murderer. The Torah describes how two men are having a non-lethal fight, and the wife of one of those men is, shocked. Someone's fighting with my husband. So she sets out to give the guy the Vulcan nerve pinch, and so she wants to give this guy a pinch that's going to kill him, and thereby rescue her husband. But she's not allowed to kill the guy who's fighting with her husband. The guy's not trying to kill her husband. She's using a disproportionate amount of force. She's trying to save her husband, who's not in danger, by killing the guy who's fighting with him. So the Torah says it's a mitzvah v'katzo sa'es kapa, basically chop off her arm if you need to, but don't let her kill this guy who's not a murderer. He's not trying to murder anybody. In ancient Near Eastern societies, what law showed that human life was equated with money, that was that in those societies, it was considered if you murdered somebody, you could pay a ransom to their family, right, and get off scot-free. But Torah law establishes that human life is a different league from money. You don't take a ransom. Human life is priceless, and there's no way that you can put a price, on somebody's life. There's no way that you can let the murderer go just by paying a ransom. When is it forbidden to kill a rodef? If you can save the victim with less force by just cutting off the rodef's hand, that's v'katzo sa'es kapa, then save the victim by using less force. When is it permitted to kill a rodef? That's when less force is not enough. You can't save the victim just by cutting off the rodef's hand, right, or his foot, right, or his eye. The only way to save the victim is to kill the rodef. In that case, we say that the victim's life takes priority over the rodef's life. That way you not only save a human life, but you also prevent the sin of murder from being committed. Other people have other lamdases for it. But basically, if you can't save the victim any other way, then kill the rodef. And that's also included in the mitzvah of katzo sa'es kapa. Do what it takes to save the victim, even if that harms or kills the rodef. That way we save the victim, that's the mitzvah of lo tamor adam riacha, lo tachos inecha, and v'katzos sa'es kapah.